Ridley.
Bom, जननी शारदादेवी रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मं तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि नमोऽस्तु।
So, what did we discuss so far?
We were 34 Swami.
Yes. So before that, we have to give the link to what we discussed earlier, so that there will be a continuity with the prayer. So the second part of this Narada Bhakti Sutras is called Para Bhakti Mahatva, the greatness, glory, superiority of Parabhakti. Not Vaidhi Bhakti. You know what is Vaidhi Bhakti? Preparatory devotion. Gauni Bhakti. You can put on this fan, you know. We have got now. There it is there. And you see that it is 22nd one, I think. Yes. And you please control it so that it won't give too much of noise. No, koncham agi chudandi amma. It should be. We have all got, no, this is too much. Anything nice it is done.
Something.
Little less, slightly less. We should have the air circulation, but not the sound.
Enough.
I think it should be okay. So, Narada, greatest devotee. Now, before we proceed, one important point is, suppose a person is greatest devotee, will he have any kind of fanaticism? Fanaticism always comes to people who are at the beginnings. Why? Swami Vivekananda had explained this so beautifully. There is no difference between parabhakti and parajnana. There is no difference. Why? What is parabhakti? Bhagavan. What is parajnana? Bhagavan. So why is it bhakti and jnana? Both are two expressions. If it is an expression of chit, it is called jnana. If it is an expression of ananda, it is called bhakti. So what is this difference between chit and can you separate chit knowledge and ananda? Can you separate? Is it ever possible? The
Last
moment you have knowledge, understanding in our mind, there are two parts of it. One part is called buddhi. Buddhi's nature is to understand, jnana. But there is another part called chitta. That is the part which exhibits emotions. And that is why Patanjali Yoga Sutra is yoga, chitta, vritti, nirodha. Very important. Now we are interacting with this world. Suppose a person realizes God. Will he see the world? Will he experience the world or not? This is the question that, yes, he experiences. Yes, as I am seeing you, he will also see. But what is his knowledge? This is also God. I am also. Will he experience joy? Yes, he will experience joy. Will he experience grief? He will also experience grief. But what is the difference between his joy and our joy? First, his joy is unbroken. And secondly, his dukkha is sympathy, compassion for others. Why? Because if he sees somebody suffering, from his own point, there is no suffering. But when he sees other people suffering from ignorance, then he also will have sympathy. Sri Ramakrishna used to weep whenever he saw people suffer. But his weeping is of a very high category. He says, "Oh mother, why is this? Why don't you give a little knowledge? After all, I know he is God. But you kept him under complete dark." Then he understood, "Oh, I understand that this is also one of your play." So it is like cat and mouse play. You understand? Cat and mouse play. Play for whom?
Cat.
What about for the mouse? This is very important for us to understand. We don't know. So he will have tremendous grief because of sympathy. That's why he says, let me have a million births. If I can help somebody, I am prepared. During the last few days, when Sri Ramakrishna was suffering so much, one day he told Yan, you know, his suffering has become too much. If you think so, I can give up this body. What is my, what a question. The thing is, we are ignorant. That means, if his body goes, we can't see him. All that we can interact with the Ramakrishna is only through his body. Now, we have no option but to interact through the stone image. That's all. When he was having the body, you can do anything you like. You just fall at his feet, especially holy mantra. Ma, give me mantra. Immediately she will. Only you have to utter that word ma. Now you go on uttering ma, give me initiative. Apply, apply.
No
reply. So what can Yam say? Just stood silent. He wants Sri Ramakrishna to be there so that he could communicate. But at the same time, he doesn't want Sri Ramakrishna's body because he could see so much of suffering. This dichotomy with them. What is the point we are discussing? Is parabhakti and paragnana. Where there is jnanam, appropriately there would be an expression of emotion, experience of emotion. And that is not condemned. What is condemned is when our wanting it again and again. I hope you are following what I am trying to tell you. Supposing you are a great bhakta and then somebody brings nice sweet for you. Your favorite, maybe your favorite means it was a favorite before you became a great bhakta. Will you enjoy it or not? You will enjoy it tremendously. Why? Because previously you were gobbling it up. Now you are offering. Every thought will be in God. So you are offering. I am not eating, but I am offering it to God. You will have that wonderful bhakti. This is prasad. Everything is prasad. So you will enjoy it more. But it will not become bondage. For us, I want it again. Otherwise, I am miserable. For the bhakta, he says, oh Lord, if you give, it is okay. If you don't give, it is okay. My devotion to you is not going to be affected, whether you give or not. In our case, at this moment, if he gives, we become very emotional. And if he doesn't give,
even more emotional.
Wanting is not wrong, but feeling miserable if God doesn't give. Wanting anything is not wrong. So you can go on wanting. I want a car. I want a seven-star hotel-like building. I want a few crores of rupees as my bank deposit. You are free to pray whatever you like. You should give the same freedom to God. What He likes to give it. Yeah, you should give food. Our problem is we want God to listen to us. We don't want to listen to God. That's our problem, biggest problem. So, this bhakti is karma jnana yogi bhyopi adhikatara. Because first of all, its delight is only in God. Secondly, it wants only bhakti. And what is the nature of bhakti? It doesn't want one's happiness. It wants the happiness of God. That is why earlier we discussed tadvihinam jaranamiva. Tasmin tat sukhe sukhitvam nasti. In ordinary worldly love, a person loves not because of the other person's happiness, one's own happiness. This is so subtle. Well, you know, a wife dies is a common example. And the husband is weeping his heart out. And if you ask him, oh, I love her. And if you probe deep into his mentality, it so transpires that he cares a damn for his wife. He has to do his own cooking, his own washing, and his own everything. So he is missing. I think I told you an incident from the life of Mahapurushmanas. I don't know how many of you remember. Mahapurushmanas had a householder design. Very wealthy man. His wife was a very beautiful one. And he used to shower her with silk sarees, you know, costly sarees. He could afford it. Do you remember the story? Anyway, it is worth recollecting 1,000 times. So, you can understand, the man always, wherever he is thinking only about his wife. So he mistook it, that I love my wife. And once he presented her with a very costly Banaras silk saree. And one day, with that, he also loved her. Very devoted lady. He was cooking. The silk saree caught fire, completely gutted. Within few minutes, he was completely gutted. The husband went. For he was thinking about that he would commit suicide. Then the doctor came. After 1 week, 2 weeks, something like that, slowly he became a little bit composed. Then they brought him to Mahapurushmala. Both husband and wife took initiation from Mahapurushmala. So when this event was happening, Swami Nikhilananda was present. So the man came, and the moment he saw Gurudev, he started sobbing, Maharaj, I loved her so much. Now, I used to look after her so much. Now, who is, I am terribly worried that who is looking after her? Mahapurusha Maharaj, they understand everything. Looked at Thakur's photograph and said, whenever this thought comes that nobody is looking after your wife, think that she is in the lap of Sri Ramakrishna. And he became consoled. He went away. Nikhilananda was witnessing this event. 6 months passed. Then Nikhilananda was sent to Mayavati. And this gentleman also happened to be in Mayavati. He visited. By that time, he became normal. And Nikhilananda saw him, recognized him. What a change I am seeing in you. I saw what happened to you when immediately after your wife died. You look like a madman, you look like a suicide. Now I see completely you are. So here is the real secret. The man confessed, Maharaj, how the mind cheats us. When I thought that I used to love my wife, I was looking after her so much. I thought I loved her. But actually, she was an object of enjoyment for me. And I was missing it terribly. This goes in the name of prema. Kama goes in the name of prema. So I was missing her company. But my unconscious mind knows it. My conscious mind thinks I love her. Now I am worried about her. Like that. But Mahapurusha Maharaj was God really stone. So he looked at Thakur and said, whenever this thought troubles you, imagine that she is sitting in the lap of her. When this man tries to think of his wife as a wife, now he can't succeed. Because what is he looking? The lap of Sri Ramakrishna. You understand? Sri Ramakrishna's lap, he said, how can he think that this is an object I would like to enjoy? So, by Guru's grace, slowly that feeling has come. And that is how a Sadguru really saves the disciples. And that is why the company, Matsanga, we are going to discuss about. A mind cheats us very much. On one part of our mind, we really want to become devotees. Another part of the mind says, that if you become a devotee, then you have to follow the teachings of the Lord. who is a devotee? He who follows the teachings of the Lord. God will not be pleased. Simply our saying that I love you, your face is wonderful, and you are standing on a lotus, etc., you know. Hridaya kamala madhye rajitam nirvikalpam sadasadakila vidatitam ekaswarupam. But what is the real this thing? That if we love anything, then we have to follow what our beloved wants us to do. That is the true characteristic of love. It applies to God also. That's why I am deviating so much. So a mother loves her child too much. Because the mother loves the child truly, she is prepared even to beat him. For whose good?
She's.
For his good. The neighbors don't care. Oh, you want to play, you play. You don't want to go to school, don't need to go to school. We don't care for you. But a mother will not tolerate because of her love. God will not tolerate because of his love for us. That is why all the problems that we have is really the gift of God. Holy Mother says, misery is the gift of God. It is true because God loves us. So, how to please God? Sri Ramakrishna's guidance is there on all these people. There was a Jamindar. He has a garden and he employs two gardeners. One gardener always stands in front of him. Oh, master, your face is like a moon and your smile is like the shower of Amrita. Like that, 24 hours he goes on trying to flatter another person. Silently, he works very hard and rarely he comes in front of. Now, having given this example, analogy, then Sri Ramakrishna is asking, so with whom will the Jamindar be pleased?
Person working.
Huh?
Is the person working.
Ah. So, that is the understanding we have to develop. And so, God wants us to behave in a particular way. How do we know? What is a Shastra? The Shastra is what God wants us to do. In Sharanagati Gatiya Pramanuja, Anukulasya Sankalpaha, Pratikulasya Varjana. That is doing what pleases the Lord and not doing anything, putting forth great effort, not to do what displeases God. It requires tremendous amount of effort. What is Ramakrishna advising us? Do not live like a maidservant. How many of us are living like maidservants? Nowadays, maidservants live like owners. Owners have to live like maidservants. Oh, today I don't want to come. This fellow has heart attack already. You know, they are blackmailing all of us. So the point we are discussing is, that if we want to please God, we have to do these two things. What pleases God, that I know we should do. What we know that displeases God, how do we know? From the scriptures. Vidhi and Nisheda. With that background, we can read some of these things. So the earlier sutras, what we discussed is, that each soul is potentially different. Each soul is potentially gnani. Each soul is potentially karmi. Karma yoga. Karma means karma yoga. Each soul is potentially a bhakta. So all these are potentially there. Only that potential divinity manifests through a particular faculty which is dominant within each one of you. You understand? If emotion is dominant in you, then that potential divinity wants to manifest itself through emotion. How? Emotion directed towards God is called devotion. So, activity is a natural condition. So, if activity can be directed towards God, that becomes karma yoga. Only very simple like this. In fact, we are anywhere doing activity. If these activities can be directed in the idea, I am serving Ishvara, Marpana Buddhi, Ishvara Arpana Buddhi, And what type of activities? Every type of activities. You see, I am talking. This is an activity. I am breathing. Why am I breathing? I want to love God. And why am I sleeping? That is there. Shiva Kshamapana Stotra. Nidra Samadhi Sthiti. If I move my hands, it is Aratri. If my legs move, that is Pradakshana. If I am breathing, that is Pranayama. And if I am thinking, that is your Stuti. If my mouth is speaking, that is your Stuti. If I am sleeping, it is Samadhi. And that is true. So when we are sleeping, why are we sleeping at night? When we sleep very nicely, if we don't try to sleep properly, it is an aparadha. Can you understand? Why is it an aparadha? So there is a particular way of sleep. What is it? Don't do anything violent. Don't drink beverages like coffee, tea, etc. just before sleep. Don't watch any type of things which will agitate the mind. Do such things which will calm and quiet and make the mind very relaxed. Then as soon as you lie down, and then that will. Otherwise, you watch a terrible movie, violent movie, and sleep immediately. Show it to me. It is not going to happen. So reading. And have ugly conversations with somebody. Anything. But why does the man want to sleep? He will have very good sleep. That means he will be very, very alert when he gets up. And when a person is alert, whether you want yoga or bhoga, alertness is the condition, isn't it? Even if you want to drive also, very alertness is necessary. So what to speak of meditation, what to speak of wisdom. So whatever I do, O Lord, it is only for pleasing Thee. That is the, with that idea, whatever we do, it is. That is what Sri Ramakrishna said, that Brahmo lady came. He said, I want to think of Krishna, but I am bringing up a nephew. My mind is always, whenever I want to think of Krishna, my mind is thinking of my nephew. It was a real dilemma. Then Sri Ramakrishna said, very simple. Don't separate Krishna from your nephew. When the thought of your nephew comes, immediately superimpose it. Superimpose Krishna. This is not my nephew. This is my Krishna. Within few months, she started having visions of Krishna. If she had continued, she would be having visions of whom? Kutaita, nephew. Now she is having visions of what has changed? Slight adjustment. This is not my nephew. This is the divine. So this is the understanding our Dharmashastras want to give when a chaste wife to think of her husband as what? As God. Now they also say, whether he is a drunkard, he is a madcap, he is a gambler, he is what is called Parastri Sangama, it doesn't matter. It is a beautiful teaching, though many women get angry. So the husband also should think his wife is the only boy. Every other person, Parastri Jene Re, Parastri Jene Matare. Where does it come? Vaishnava Jana Tuma Tene Kahije Pidu Parai Jane Re. This is the truth. So, this wife, why is it so? Because whatever is the husband, that is not the point. The point is, he is a target practice. He is a target practice. You know, he played off. Target practice. You take this person. Why I am dwelling upon him? Suppose he is a very good person, saint. And what is there in greatness in the wife? Every husband who is a very good person, very loving person, to think of him as God is not difficult. But to think of a person who is anything but a saint, that is the only thing which will make this person a saint. So this is the point we have to understand. A saint is not one who is always in the company of saints. A saint is one in whose eyes everybody is God. Is it not? Vidya, Vinaya, Sampanne, Brahmane, Gavi, Hastini, Tunichaiva, Shvapakecha, Panditaha, Samadarshinaha, a dog, eater of dog, a cow, an elephant, a learned Brahmana, all are looked upon equally in the eyes of, because that is the truth. So, these rules, regulations have come because the wife has to serve the husband. And then she may not have good opportunity in those days at least to go independently on Punyakshetra Tirthas or to go and attend. Women were very much highly protected because of the condition of the society. But will she not have an opportunity to grow into spiritual personality yet? Take the circumstances in your own home and then convert them into spiritual assets. That is what is said. So the same thing we also have to. In the last three sutras, what we read? Raja Griha Bhojana Adishu Tathaiva Drishtatva. What is it? So when a king doesn't know he is a king, but afterwards he comes to know that, yes, I did not know I was the prince, I am the king. Does he gain anything new? Nothing. A person who gets so many comforts at home, and then he goes on a business for a long time. And then when he comes back, meanwhile he is missing all the comforts of the home. So when he comes back, the moment he reaches home, again he is back to all the comforts. So what does it mean? You did not gain anything new. You were separated from what you were having, and now you became united with what you already had. Through this, what Narada wants to say to us, that we are all bhakta, because we are part of God. What else can happen to you? That is what Swami Vivekananda categorically declared at the Parliament of Religions. Trunvantu Vishtuye Amrutasya Putra. You are all Amrut. To call man, to label him as a sinner, is the greatest blasphemy on man. There is a lot of psychology and also logic. We are not going into it. He is only reminding that really you are not a human being trying to become a spiritual person. You are a spiritual being temporarily entrapped in a human situation. And you understand it is not a good situation. You are trying to get out. What a difference between these two. So also he says, Raja Griha Bhojanadishu. What is the, you asked last time, what is Bhojana? What does it exemplify? So you are not hungry. You have eaten, you are very happy. And after a few hours, then you feel hungry. Then you eat food. Now you are very happy. What were you before hunger came? Happy person. Then what happened? This hunger has come. And hunger has come as an obstacle. And by giving food, you removed that obstacle. And you are back to your own nature. This is the nature of happiness. We are happiness. Temporarily, we are separated from happiness, which is called unhappiness. And we remove that unhappiness and go back to our state of happiness. This is Vedanta philosophy. Tasmat saiva grahya mumukshubhi. Therefore, one should take resort to only bhakti marga. That is the final conclusion. I also discussed, we always keep in mind, bhakti marga is not the only marga. But for most of the people, bhakti marga is the path. Why? Emotional. We are emotional. So, emotional people. Tasya, then the tritiya adhyaya, third part of it, bhakti sadhanani. Bhakti is the goal, sadhya. Sadhana means what? The effort to obtain something is called sadhana. But that which we would like to obtain is called sadhya. What is the sadhya in this case? God. What is the nature of God? Sat Tatsmin Parama Prema Swarupa. He is of the nature of supreme love. Holy Mother is of the nature of supreme love. Why people are running to her? Because she never makes any distinction. She loves everybody equally. She never makes, you are a wicked person, therefore I won't love. No such thing. Sri Ramakrishna, you are a wicked person, go and see the building. Holy Mother, come my child. So, bhakti sadhanani. There are certain well-specified ways how to develop. Very important. For this book, this is the most important chapter. Because sadhana is more important than all those. Tasya sadhanani gayanti acharya. Acharya we discuss. Teachers of bhakti. Acharya means we gave a special meaning. Chara means to move. Chara means to behave. Chara means to live. Achara means one who practically lives that life is God. So this Acharya is not an ordinary person like a professor of philosophy. Imagine a professor of bhakti. He is expounding to the students. You know what is it called? It is not called knowledge. It is called information. That is why information passed down from the notebooks of the professors onto the notebooks of the students without passing the brains of either. This is called modern education. Ramanathanji Maharaj used to quote it very often. That means it doesn't bring any change. But here we are not talking about that. So, tasya sadhanani kayanti acharya. Acharya means true bhaktas who attain to that bhakti. Examples, Vrajagopika, Narada himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then now, the Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, direct disciple. So, what are they taking? Tasya, how to obtain that bhakti? They are singing. Why are they singing? Why are they not talking? Each word is so beautiful. See, when do you sing?
In your head, John.
Then you are very happy. So they are very happy. Suppose the student says, I don't like your singing. He says, I don't mind. Because it's my joy. I'm thinking about God. I'm talking about God. I am enjoying thinking, talking, speaking, singing about God. If you also join me, enjoy it. It is fine. If it is not, if you are not enjoying, that is your misfortune. Because for them, any talk is only reminding them of what? Only God. Their only effort in life is not to forget. Tad vismarane paramavyakulata iti. Remember, we have already Naradastu tadarpita akhila acharata tad vismarane paramavyakulata iti. Narada Gosam Singh. Does he get tired? Tiredness comes when you do something which you don't like. Have you noticed it? Yes. So, Narada is going on singing because out of infinite compassion, that is secondary. Jagat Hita is secondary. He enjoys it. If others also can get benefit, it is fine. So, it's very important for us to know what are these pathways. And how to slowly progress. So this is 35th sutra. Tattu vishayatyagat sangatyagat cha. Tat means that bhakti. How to obtain that? Two conditions. Vishayatyaga and sangatyaga. And in that order. What is vishayatyaga? So what is vishaya? Anything that makes us forget God is a vishaya. Any vishaya means actually an object. Any object, not necessary. You see, you are sitting, you are talking. Suddenly somebody comes, whom you know. I have brought prasada from the ashram. The moment you hear prasada, that is an object. That material that person has brought is an object. The moment you think of that object, is it taking you down to the world or is it making you think of God.
Think of God.
So is it good object or bad object?
Good.
So an object by itself is neither good nor bad. Then what is it telling? So every object is good. Prabhu Teri Mahima Parama Apara. So I was quoting, you know, that Guru Nanak's song, Gagana Mayathala Ravichandra Deepakupane Taraka Mandala Jwalanta Jyotire. He's talking like that. I was reading this M's Gospel. And this event happened at Puri. The Puri priest did not allow
Guru Nanak
because he was in a, what is called, wandering monk, you know, full of dirt, dust, and then torn cloth, etc. So very dirty must be. So they did not allow. He went, he composed. That song became what is called universal song. How many people go on singing? So what was his vision? He is seeing the whole universe. All the Panchabhutas are offering their puja to God. After is that you are going and plucking a flower by the moment you pluck, it is already ready. And then you bring it and then take one first class sewing needle and through its heart, you are piercing it and making a garland and then you are very happy. Oh, sometimes, so many times I have seen these devotees, garland makers. I used to do puja in somebody, na? Here also, many as I have done. Puja. So, this here garland makers work not there, only on special occasion. There every day one lady used to come. 3 o'clock, she will finish, she and somebody else. And then I have to decorate. And then she will be sitting there. Swamiji, idu swalpa ikade barutte. Adu swalpa akade barutte. Because they are able to see in a better. So sometimes I used to ask them, do you see Thakur here or do you see only your garland? Because it's our garland, we prepared it. That is the whole this thing. They used to do it Shraddha. This Kanakambara idiyala. You know what is Kanakambara? It's a flower, very small flower.
In orange color.
Well, esto color, beautiful colors, Kanakambara. Kanakambara is only Kanakambara Kamalasana. That is only golden crystal. Small flower. They make this big garland. How they make God, I don't know. And within 4 or 5 hours, they make this garland. Kutta nimge Kanakambara? You don't know. So we have got lots of Kanakambara flowers. White and all those things. Anyway, what is the point? Taking God's name. They do japa, their mantra. Teach this thing, flower, they have to. So they are doing mantra japa, they are also doing it. It is their offering. Here also, our devotees do all these 7 days. She is one of them. And like Vishnu Chittastu, Seva. I hope they won't first put on themselves. Like Andal used to be. But there is no danger because she never used to prepare garland. Only she used to decorate herself and then it was being offered to God. So what are we talking about? That sadhana. Vishayat dhaka. So what is the point we discuss? Vishaya is not an enemy. But what thought it will provoke within us? Usually, you know, food material. And this, for man it is a woman, for woman it is a man. Then this money, then this power and position. These are called Vishaya. So they have to be given. Then Sangha has to be given. So why? Bhagavad Gita gives. Even when a person doesn't enjoy a particular object for many, many years, that remembrance of that object itself is forgotten. But once upon a time he enjoyed it, that rasavarjam vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinana rasavarjam rasopyasya parandrishtva nivartate. Sri Ramakrishna used to give this beautiful example. Some wanderings or those were sitting. And they were meditating. When they were meditating, one day, a woman, village woman, happened to pass by. So everybody, they never opened, all others never opened their eyes. One fellow, obliquely, like that, he opened his eye and saw. Then Ramakrishna observed all this. Then he was remarking, at one time, he was a married man. He knows the pressures of married life. The others were straight, they took to sannyasa. So this person is not doing anything bad. He had given up many years. But rasavarjam, that remembrance of that pleasure is still there. Then I gave the example of one sadhu. This is a real incident. A sadhu had taken a vow. I would not look at the face of a woman in my whole life. Slowly his name and fame. Remember? He was such one kutiya in a lonely place, wooded area. And then slowly disciples gathered, his name and fame spread, and 50 years. He became an old man. One day in the evening, before sunset, he heard the anklets of the woman passing by. Immediately he ran and looked. He did not see the woman, but she was her back. Then he came back and said, what a maya, 50 years, I have not seen anybody. I know, anklets are worn by whom? By woman. And one village woman, she came to gather some firewood, and she did that, and she was going back. And this person, in spite of all 50 years of sadhana, and his unconscious impurity, you get up and go and look at it. Said, what a maya. And he took an axe, broke both his legs. From today, you are not going to move. Vairagya, you know. But the illustration is, how powerful is this samskara? One day, you heard about Rabia. Rabia was a Sufi woman, like our Mirabai. Very great soul. I just love Rabia's teachings and other. I will tell you one or two words. She was very famous. Everybody recognized her as a great saint. And there was some fakirs, male, sannyasins. And many of them became jealous. Why this woman has become so famous? Why we are also fakirs? But she never cared about it. Because her great, truly she loved God. So it's called Sufi woman, not this mullah's woman. So one day, he was walking in the wood area. All the birds were competing with each other. Who will get the place to sit on her shoulder? So as soon as one bird, big bird, comes and says, pushes, what right have you got? I have got the right to sit. And then one mullah was fakir. He was also fakir. He was following her. And he was inviting the birds, come, you sit on my shoulders. And the moment he approaches, the bird will run away. So he got puzzled. Then he asked, Rabia, you know, I know, that I don't have any intention of harming these birds. Then why is it that they are running away from me and they are all competing with each other to sit on you? Then she replied, that is because, brother, before you became a monk, you used to eat the birds. The taste of the birds is lingering on your tongue. This is called rasavarjam. So forgetfulness comes if you don't see a person. Slowly the memory fades. But if you are very intimate with that person, close, that friendship and all that, it's not easy to forget. Suddenly, especially now when we become old, the recent memories fade, the old memories come back. When we were young, what happens and all that. So what are we talking about? Vishriyatyaga. So how to really practice? Because we are living in the world. We are not living in one aspect. So whatever objects you notice that they are making you forget God, try to give them up physically or reduce, slowly reduce. But this is only the beginning. Then Sangatyaga. What is Sangatyaga? I want it again. This is called Sangha. I cannot live without it. We have to give it up. This is what Sri Ramakrishna calls Nirjanata. Now, what is Nirjanata? You be away from all the objects which will distract you and which will keep you away from God. True Nirjanata, Nirjanata. You know what is true Nirjanata? Nirjana. Sri Ramakrishna used to say Nirjana. And Bhagavan Krishna says Nirjanata. Vivikta Desha Sevitvam Aratihi Jana Samsadi. That in chapter Bhagavad Gita. Vivikta Jana Sevitvam. That sthana. Vivikta means where nobody is there. You have to love that place. Solitary place. Then Aratihi Jana Samsadi. You should not get any joy in the company of people. Now, we are not talking about Tom, Dick and Harry. You are walking, hundreds of people are walking towards you, away from you, with you. That is not Jana Samsadi. Jana means here, your people. My father, my mother, my husband, my wife, my children, my brothers, my sisters. These are the people. You are a Jivan Mukta with regard to everybody else. You won't get headache if something, even if my head is burning, you will do, but your appetite will not become less. Is that a fact? So, Sangatyaga, Sangatya. Sangha means attachment. Attachment is always meant, nothing physical. So, first, reduce your dependence upon external objects. And then slowly reduce the next thing is mental attachment. Because mental attachment is stronger than anything else. Then, avyavrutta bhajana. Avyavrutta. Avyavrutta means stoppage. Avyavrutta means almost bhajana. Bhaktir bhagascha bhajanam bhava bhedakar gacchantyalam suvipulam gamanaya tattva. Where do you get it? Have you heard it? Bhakti hi bhagascha bhajanam. Three. What does that mean? Your bhakti means karma yoga. Bhajanam means bhakti yoga. Bhagaha means jnana yoga. I know, O Lord, all these three are more than suvipulam, more than adequate. For what? Gamanaya tattvam. To reach the my goal, tattva. To reach you. They are more than sufficient. Vatro dhrutepi hrudime nachabhati kinchi. I am going on talking about this. You be a devotee, you be a yogi, you be a karma yogi, you be a jnana yogi. Any yoga is sufficient to take you to God. We know that. Where? Here. Patra means I go on uttering these words in my mind. Hridime nache bahati. There is no response from the heart. That means I don't really feel anything for me, for any part. Tasma, Rami, Roshaharanam. Your good Lord, please gustav your friends. That is what? So, avyavrutta bhajana. Avyavrutta means broken. Avyavrutta means unbroken. That means constantly, without forgetting, we have to remember God. In this matter, there is a beautiful book called Viveka Chudam. So, in the Viveka Chudam, this Shankaracharya is giving an announcement. There is a fellow, and he wants to cross this ocean of samsara. And he has taken one small floating fall. And with the help of that one, somehow he is keeping. And then he is crossing. What is Mahamaya doing? He is following like a crocodile. Like a crocodile, it is following this person. 1 second's forgetfulness. Immediately he will drown. Sri Ramakrishna's story is a source of marvelous explanations. So Vibhishana was the king of Srilanka. And once what happened, you know that Vibhishana, he is Chiranjeev, one of the Chiranjeevs. Even now he is there. Very funny incident happened. One Swami Akhandanandaji, he was wandering. Then he met some wandering monks, illiterate monks. They were called Rama etc. Means they worship Rama, they do bhajan of Rama etc. So they were very happy to meet Maharaji. Aap kaha kaha gaye thi? So he said, I went even to Sri Lanka. Oh, how is Vibhishana? They asked. Then he can't tell a lie, you know. He said, there is no Vibhishana. It is now run by this previous prime minister and all those things, the British people and all. He got so angry. Ab shoot bolte ho sadhu hoke, because their idea is till Vibhishana is running Sri Lanka, Hanuman is considered Chiranjeev, Ashwatthama is considered Chiranjeev. For 8 kalpas he will be like paying the price of killing the small children and all this. Anyway, this Sanam Krishna tells this story. You remember, one man was shipwrecked. He landed on the, this immediately Rakshasas, this mouth started watering. After many, many, because Vibhishana never allowed any Naramamsa, because his Ishtadevata was Sri Rama. Sri Rama was a human being, so he did not allow. So these Rakshasas, they caught hold of him, and because there is a law, to do any such thing, first you have to bring to the king. So immediately Vibhishana took him inside this thing, treated him very nicely, Sastanga Pranam. Why? After so many yugas, he was seeing another human being like his Ishtadevata, Sri Ramachandra. Because he looks like that. No resemblance between Sri Rama and all, but Nara, like that. All human beings are divided into only two. Nara, Va, Nara. We are all Vanaras. Whose words? Swamiji's words. Vanara means, they are not talking about the physical body. They are talking about the restlessness of the mind. If there is a monkey, it is very restless. Then it became drunk. Then it was strung by a
scorpion.
That is, then it was possessed by a beast. Who can describe the restlessness of that? So what is the drunk by desire? And what is this stinging? Jealousy. And then what is the demon? Pride. Who can understand? So since the topic came, Sri Rama took the help of only Vanaras. Why? What does this Vanara symbolism? If anybody associates himself or works for Sri Rama, he will be liberated. Otherwise, outside, yes, we don't call ourselves as Vanara. But our nature is, you tell me, Vanaras are better or this? President Bush and all these fellows, who are better? Huh? Vanaras are much better. They don't do much damage. But these fellows, they wreck everybody's lives. Anyway, so one man was shipwrecked and he was presented and they were thinking. But Vibhishana knew, he protected him, treated him very well, and said, you should not stay here because I can't protect you always. So tomorrow morning, I will send you. He said, I don't have any issue. What can I do? Don't worry. I will give you some magic potion. I'll tie something in your cloth, waist. And you just walk over the waters. Safely you will reach India and then you will be free. So this person, next day he was put. All the Rakshasas must have been very disappointed with those. Then he was going nicely. He was walking over the waters. So he was walking nicely. And then he said, what is this? It is very magical. He wrote something. Let me see what. So it was, he opened it. And a small piece of paper. What is written?
Rama.
Oh, only this. The moment he lost faith, immediately he sank to death. This is the power of faith. Until that time he was running nicely. That is the power of faith. Faith in the name of God, etc. So, Vishayatyaga and Sangatyaga. This is the first condition to obtain bhakti. Why? What is it that stops us from progressing towards God? There must be something. What is it?
Vishaya.
This one. First is Vishaya. Then the Sangha that comes through this. And then this Vishaya also. Vishaya means object of the senses. We want to hear particular type of words. Madhu Kaitava. Our first bondage comes from where? Madhu and Kaitava. What is Madhu Kaitava? Madhu means praise. Kaitava means criticism. We are enslaved if somebody tells you are a nice person. And then, you know, the power of advertising. Suppose a person comes, you are a nice person, you are a nice person, you are a nice person. After some time, we feel we are really nice person. Power of advertising. But do you follow what I am saying? Some ugly person is there. And she goes and buys some dress. If you put on this dress, you look beautiful. And then everybody is telling, you look beautiful, you look beautiful, you look beautiful. That stupid woman never understand. What are they telling? They are not saying you are beautiful.
This is
saying, you look
beautiful.
You see, if this person is beautiful, anything will make that person beautiful. So, those designer are meant only for that particular type of bodies. If that body puts on that kind of dress, it enhances. If the other type puts on, like Bhimasena putting one veil, it will be like that. So, what are we talking about? That we are slaves to people, either they flatter us or they curse us. And we are thinking we are like that. It is not true. Our heart has to say what we are. So the first obstruction is Vishayatyaga and then Sangatyaga. Vishaya means any object which will make us forget God. That is Vishaya. But if the same Vishaya can make us remember God, it is very helpful. Then Sangatyaga. What is Ramana says? Satsang. Cultivate Sangat. Sangha is not bad. Even you are saying Sangatyaga, you must always understand Dussangatyaga, not Satsangatyaga. Satsanga. Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha. I hope you remember that Bhagavad Gita. We discussed 8 steps. Yayato Vishayan Pumsaha Sangaha Tesu Pujayate. One brooding over objects. Attachment comes. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. Satsang. Oh, I'm doing satsang. Slowly, our understanding, our knowledge about God becomes better. And the more we think about God, then the desire comes. I only want God. Now, we are also saying, I want God. What for? Not for God. I want God to procure for me certain things. That is what everybody is running to Tirupati Venkateshwara. What for? He is thinking, oh my God, so many people have come to see me. No, they have not come to see you. They have come to extract something from you. Why so many people were going to Satya Sai Baba? Is it out of love for him? That they want to hear. May you be free from cancer. May you be getting a job. If people come to know that I can perform one or two such miracles, then you will have to sit there to listen to this Narada Bhakti. Understand?
Yeah.
And Swamiji returned from America. It is Chennai, Kumbakonam. He could not speak. Thousands of people were clamoring to have a glimpse of this Vivekananda. And of course, there were no microphones in those days. So he could not speak at all. Anyway. Tat Vishatyaga, Vishayatyaga, and Sangatyaga. So two important points. Even if we give up Vishaya, the samskara we developed by enjoying it for a long time, it still remains. When does it disappear? Only param drishtvaiva, only when we have glimpse of God, bhagavat sakshatkar. Otherwise it will not go. Param drishtva nivartate, when we experience the supreme reality, because all this will give us happiness. So, to understand this point, you know, why is it we can't forget our idli, our dosha? What is the reason? Because they give us happiness. But when we get more happiness, we are not eating all these things for the sake of idli dosha. You understand? Suppose you get so much happiness from idli dosha, and it so happens, after some time, you develop distaste. Then they taste like poison. What would be your condition then? Even if he offers first class idli dosha, simply you want to go, like vomiting, isn't it? The same thing. Occasionally it happens. When your stomach is upset, then they appear like wish. But as soon as the stomach settles down, again you want this. That's why you say, don't throw them. I will keep them in great with it. As soon as I become all right, then I take it there. Because they can be kept for 2-3 years. You understand? Yes. So, Vishayatyaga. And more important is Sangatyaga. But once our devotion to God becomes firm, you can have all this. Will there not be obstructions? No, they won't be obstructions. On the contrary, they will be Sahakarinaha. They will help us. Same thing will help us to progress in spiritual life. Then, the next sutra says, avyavritta bhajana. Bhajana. We were talking about bhajana. Bhajana means, simply this is the fact, in this world, God alone is real. To remember that fact is called bhajana. Otherwise, you sing beautiful song and you do all these things. I want to recollect, when I was in Chirapindi, occasionally we had to go to Guwahati for marketing, shopping. Because that is the captain of a song. So there was a devotee, Bengali devotee, many years old, very nice person. More than, I think, 50 years old, I don't remember now, but definitely he was the very. One day, you know what, at that time the head of that center was Hemant Maharaj. So one day, I was talking with Hemant Maharaj. At that time I was a brahmachari. And he told, do you know why that gentleman, yes, I have seen that gentleman. So many years he is educated. He comes and confesses me. Maharaj, I read Kathamrita until 12 o'clock at midnight. The moment I close it, I have to run to my wife. He was a good man. He confessed. So many years he has been initiated. So many years he has been reading this Gospel of the Ramakrishna. See this force. So until greater joy in God enters into our mind. Because actually speaking, we don't care for anybody, for anything. It is only for happiness we are attached. But if we can get that greater happiness in God, then we don't care for all. That is why until that time, Vishayatyaga and Sangatyaga, that is negative. What is positive? Avyavrita. Bhajana, uninterrupted worship of God. This is the most important thing we have to. So we will stop here. Then we will discuss next. Sunday, I won't be here. I'm going to Ballari. I will be coming back only on 9th is Saturday.
This will be in Sunday. And this is the You know, you'll be going early in March sometime. I want to go to Canada,
that's why
I'm asking that.
So,
when you're not here, then I'll
try. This Sunday, 3rd, I am going to Bandar. Return back on 9th. 15th, 14th, I am going to Mysore for 4 days. 18th, I am returning back. After 18th, I will be here more or less until 3rd of April. Then I am going to Chandigarh for 5 days. 3rd, 8th, I am returning. This is my program.
Maybe next week I miss something and take you from half the lecture.
When are you going?
I haven't planned my lunch, but I want, my mother's been calling me.
Okay.
I was thinking when to go. So.
Anyway, you go for how long will you be going?
More to be.
Anyway, if you are here, you will be coming.